Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio superfood moment, Michael.
Well, it kind of is. I love these success stories too, because
you gave me a chia shot a minute ago. I put it in my mouth and then you said, no, you're supposed to add that to food or water.
Yeah. So yes, now you got carried away. Yeah. But I'd like to welcome to the show today, John Vross from the Chia Company. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you going?
Chia.
What is chia?
Simply, chia is the richest plant form of omega-3. Okay. Fibre and protein combined. So it's an annual crop we grow. Grows this tiny little black seed that's packed with nutrients, and people are discovering how healthy it can be, and food companies are now putting into their foods to add omega-3 and fibre and protein. So, yeah, certainly. It's an ancient grain. It's been around for thousands of years, but we're only really seeing it now in the modern diet.
And is it growing around the world, or is Australian sort of got the perfect growing conditions for it?
It's a photosensitive crop, so it needs to be grown ideally around 15 degrees north or south of the equator, because the day length at that latitude allows the omega-3 to form in the oil.
Okay.
So that latitude runs through the Kimberley region of Western Australia, and where the Ord River irrigation scheme is, and that's where we grow chia, and it's become the perfect place on the globe to grow chia.
So if you don't like fish, you'd get your omega-3 from this type of stuff, eh?
It's omega-3 ALA, which is the plant-based omegas. The fish-based is EPA DHA, and the difference really is plant-based. The Heart Foundation recommends plant-based omegas every day, and at least 2 fish meals a week. And the plant-based omegas is really heart health is a big benefit, but also skin and hair, joint mobility.
And how did you sort of get onto this and discover it?
So I'm from a farming background. I was on a Nuffield scholarship and travelling the world looking at trends in the food industry, and recognised that health and wellness was the number one trend, and continuing to be, you know, something that consumers and food manufacturers were really trying to focus in on, being healthier and having healthier products. I had my eyes open for looking for natural and plant-based solutions to some of the modern diet-related issues and diseases, and heard about chia, learnt that it had, you know, amazing nutritional properties, and being a little cynical, thought it sounded a little too good to be true, but you know, got hot of samples, did a lot of testing and analysis, and it all stacked up. The issue was that it was grown in very small quantities and in Latin America, and had some issues with quality and consistency. And that had really been the reason it hadn't become, you know, a product that had been seen in health food stores or in products. So I then set about developing the best production of chia and supply chain so that we could supply chia on a daily basis to consumers all around the world.
Did everyone think you were mad because it was new?
Absolutely. Yeah. friends, family, and
countrymen.
Yeah, that's it. Because it was new, and people said, you know, look, if it's been around for all these years, someone would have done it already. I think it was a convergence of the fact that consumers are looking for healthier products. There was a higher awareness of what omega-3s do for people, and that, you know, I was able to start growing it with really passionate and entrepreneurial farmers in the Kimberley region, and we all collectively said, look, we're going to have a real crack at this and developing this new crop.
Has anyone else sort of come into the market, or, you know, in other countries now really sort of got their act together?
Yeah, so there's a production base in Mexico, there's some in Bolivia and Argentina, and they've got, you know, there's certainly supply that comes out of those regions, which are on the similar latitude. The difference is, with the chia company grows the chia with irrigation. So we have a distinct dry season in the Kimberley where we grow the chia, and that allows us to guarantee we can apply water to get the right level of nutrition in the seed, and then we basically stop watering and we get sun ripening. So we don't have to apply any chemical to the crop to ripen it. And that's the crops grown in other parts of the world rely on rain to grow the crop, and then rely or hope that it stops raining so it doesn't ruin the crop.
Well, thank you for joining us, and of course, for more details, jump onto mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.